This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ascot? Because I want my America back.
Show straight, Roland Martin.
20 past the hour. On the stream, I thought I saw you getting your Holy Ghost step on last night at the White House, Roland. Was
sure
that right?
Sure did. Okay. The gospel celebration last night, and it was pretty cool there. Aretha Franklin performed, Tamela Mann, a host of folks, Darlene Love, Michelle Williams. It was phenomenal. It will air on TV1 in June, plus WETA here in the nation's capital. So we look forward to that. So a great time there. Even the president handled the Holy Ghost step there.
That's what's up. Yeah.
Was not a Holy Ghost step in Atlanta yesterday, where a number of the teachers who were convicted in the cheating scandal were sentenced to prison. The judge threw the book at them. He tried to tell them. He said, look, take responsibility or I'm going to hit you with some jail time. Only two of them took the plea deal. The other eight got hit big time. Joining us right now is Eric Sturgis. He's the education reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. They are the ones, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, they actually broke the story 7 years ago about the cheating scandal that led to yesterday's dramatic day in court. Eric, it was certainly, like I say, dramatic. The judge was really trying to show some leniency on Monday. He was not a happy camper on Tuesday.
No, he wasn't. Judge Baxter, initially had planned to give out sentences Monday, but then when he got into his office Monday, he found out that they were the district attorney planned to offer them plea deals. And he wanted them to negotiate something by Monday, but they couldn't work anything out. And by Tuesday, he was an angry man when he came to court.
And the deal was so the deal was, look, he just like in federal court, when you are convicted, they want you to apologize during sentencing to get a lighter sentence. He wanted them to accept responsibility, and which would take lesser jail time. But only two of the defendants actually did so. And he also wanted them to waive their right to an appeal. Was that really the holdup with these defense attorneys, where their clients simply did not believe they did anything wrong?
Yes, many of the defendants believed that they had not done anything wrong. They did not feel that they were part of a conspiracy, which was what they were convicted on. And then also, their attorneys did not want them to give up the right to appeal, which is very important to many attorneys.
But they were looking at upwards of 20, 30 years in jail. The longest sentence handed down yesterday, who got that and how long are they going to be in prison?
The longest sentence was 7 years, and three of the convicted educators got those sentences. They were all, each of those were administrators in the system, and the judge felt that they were part of the conspiracy.
I had a lot of black folks who tweeted me, and they've been asking me, and they say, Roland, why were there no white teachers or individuals who are white who were convicted? Is it simply that was the makeup of the school district?
Yes. In many of the schools where most of the cheating took place are largely African-American communities, and, then those schools had predominantly African-American teachers.
Were the lawyers shocked by the sentences? Because the judge, I watched the live stream on Monday. The judge said, look, I need y'all to work this thing out because I am prepared to hand down some heavy sentences.
I think in some measure there was some shock. I think, some of the attorneys may have been preparing their clients for the possibility of lengthened prison sentences. As you can see, many of the defendants were stoic in the courtroom after they learned their sentence.
The folks who took plea deals, how much jail time did they get?
One of them got home confinement for a year. So basically she will have to... she has a curfew from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. She has two elderly parents, so she will be able to, visit them and help them if necessary. And then the other one has to spend 6 months of weekends in jail.
Lots of folks have been angry, upset. I've said point blank, I don't believe these teachers should go to jail because I don't believe that nonviolent offenders, we should be spending that kind of money in prison. I did believe in an alternative sentencing, but... The public, there's a lot of angry people in Atlanta at these teachers, angry that thousands of kids were impacted on their education. So it's not like you got people who are saying, oh, this is so unfair. So give me a ratio. Is it 70-30, 60-40, 50-50 in terms of where the community falls down when it comes to these sentences?
Yes, we'd done some reporting beforehand, and it seemed like the community was very split. As you mentioned, you know, there are some folks who feel like these are educators. You know, this is not the best sentence for them. This is not the best punishment for them. But then there are also a lot of people who do feel that, you know, that these children were harmed, that it reinforces the negative stereotypes that low-income students cannot succeed in. And they just felt like, you know, this was creating some long-term impasse for the community, and they felt like, you know, prison sentences were appropriate.
Do you believe there will be something that the governor may step in, other folks? You believe that there may be some effort to change the judge's decision? And because, again, you know, Georgia spends a significant amount of money every year to house inmates. I'm just still surprised, though, that the judge would put them in prison as opposed to a home confinement, as opposed to something along those lines, force them to teach inmates in prison versus having to spend thousands of dollars locking up nonviolent offenders.
Well, a couple things. One, Georgia has in recent years tried to relax its sentencing laws. And then two, people like Reverend Bernice King have been working with the prosecutors to try to come up with some alternative sentencing and trying to find some efforts where these educators can help these children who have been impacted by the scandal.
Eric Sturgis, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, education reporter. We certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Certainly a sad day in Atlanta, not only for the kids, but for these particular teachers as well. But when you roll the dice to go to court, and then you roll the dice when it comes to sentencing, you put your fate in the hands of a judge. You have no control over that. We certainly appreciate it. Thank you so very much. Folks, if you want to weigh in, go to blackamericaweb.com. Hit me up on Twitter at Roland S. Martin to give me your thoughts whether or not these teachers should have been sentenced or should they have taken the plea deal.
Thank you very much, Roland.
Skip, Gary, I appreciate it.
Texas A&M, go.
That's right. Hey, Texas A&M, I'll be the Wally Lecture Series tonight moderating the panel, so I will see y'all there. Woo!
Okay, do your thing, man. We'll holler at you
straight
soon.
Fella. Have my boots on, baby.
In moments, we'll rejoin the party crew, Tom, Sybil, and Jay, on the Fantastic Voyage. It's a party, 25-8. 27 past the hour.